You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 6:30. Tim has the day off. Our top story this hour on KSL, election year is picking up speed with Utah's Republican and Democratic state conventions taking place this Saturday. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has a preview of what we can expect. Peter?
Amanda, this is the big test for many candidates who won't all make it on June's primary ballot. State Republican Party Chair Robert Axon says the 4,000 delegates from all across the state will be casting their votes and seeing some results by mid-morning on Saturday.
You will know who has earned the convention support and who is either the nominee or by function of winning at convention has advanced to a primary.
State Democratic Party Chair Diane Lewis says the stakes are very high for some of their races.
The Senate race, which has three candidates, we have a gubernatorial candidate. We have a couple congressional races that have two people running.
We'll be having an article up on KSLNewsRadio.com later this morning where you can find more details. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. A grand jury in Arizona is indicting past staff members of former President Donald Trump. ABC's M. Nguyen has more.
Seven attorneys or aides affiliated with former President Trump appear to be indicted in Arizona over alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election in that state. They include Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, Attorney John Eastman, and Christina Baum, the Republican National Committee's senior counsel for election integrity. The indictment makes references to those affiliated with Trump, but does not name them.
Arizona's attorney general says all the names will be redacted after each person is served the indictment. New airline refund rules are being put in place.
There are more ways to get a refund. If your checked luggage isn't delivered within 12 hours for your domestic travel, or your Wi-Fi doesn't work on the flight, airlines have 6 months to comply with new rules.
ABC's Andrea Fujii says cash refunds will also be available when flights are delayed or canceled, or when an airline changes your airport, adds connections, or downgrades your seat. A consulting firm is advising the Alpine School District to split in two. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the update. Adam?
Amanda, Florida-based MGT Consulting has been studying for months what the best option is for Utah's largest school district going forward. Now they've officially made their recommendation.
But the district does decide to go forward, a two-way split is preferential.
That's Lance Richards with MGT. The group initially brought six options forward, which included keeping the district as one, as well as splitting it into two or even three districts. Richards said in the surveys, interestingly, though, people they spoke to overwhelmingly wanted to keep the district as one. If the school board votes to adopt their recommendation to split, voters will still have the final say in November. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A driver is in custody in Orem after police say the person used an SUV to push a parked car right into a house. KSL TV's Andrew Adams is following the story.
The damage to the house was catastrophic, and photos from the people who live here show just how close the car came to an even worse disaster. As police investigate, neighbors are just beside themselves over what happened. An ordeal completely out of the blue that has left them perplexed.
One Orem officer says he's never seen a case like this. No one was injured, but there was a person in the home when the car went through the wall. A wind-driven brush fire broke out in the Brooks Nature Park in St. George last night.
Fire was heading towards that home.
Even though they were able to knock the fire down, St. George City Fire Chief Robert Stoker says there was a little bit of damage to the outside of the home. He says they got a call reporting smoke in the park and then some juveniles running away. Even though it's still early in the season and a lot of the fuel is still green, Chief Stoker says wind and dry fall in the park let this fire spread. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now on a Thursday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, travel on I-15 is still a little bit heavy as you come over Point of the Mountain, but it's been pretty good for the most part everywhere, not seeing any significant delay. We do have a lane restriction to the left on westbound 80 as you come past the East Canyon exit, but no slowdowns coming out of Tooele on I-80. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hotels are seeing a lot of visitors around the Wasatch Front this spring, thanks in part to graduations. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
I called several hotels in Provo to see if there is any availability tonight, but thanks to BYU's graduation, I couldn't find anything. And according to Reuters.com, this is a problem all across the country, especially if the college town is small. Hotels are even tacking on huge rate increases because of supply and demand.
Congratulations to all of those graduates today. BYU's graduation is today. And if you're looking for a last-minute hotel, you might have better luck in neighboring cities. Transfer rules for high school sports in Utah are about to get tougher if a new proposal is passed.
There will be a vote next week on whether to mandate a period of time a transfer student would sit out 30 days or up to half their first year at the school for playing sports at the new school. Jason Smith, principal at Northridge High and executive board member recommending these changes, says he's all for fair competition in schools.
I'm trying to keep that playing field as level as possible for all our participating schools.
Smith says under the new rule, if a student transfers for a second time, they would have to wait a year for eligibility. Exceptions would be made for a few specific cases: death of a parent, documented divorce, or full family move. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A Utah family pet was accidentally shipped to California in an Amazon box. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with the story. Michael?
Amanda, Carrie Clark and her husband were shocked when a vet in Los Angeles called and told them their indoor cat, Galena, had been found. And Galena was discovered taped inside a return box in an Amazon factory, where one of the workers discovered her before taking her to the vet. Turns out, nobody noticed the feline jumping into the box before it was taped shut. Clark says she and her husband took the flight to California the next day, where they reunited with Galena and made the 10-hour drive back to Utah. Clark says Galena wouldn't have survived if it wasn't for several miracles, and she encourages all pet owners to microchip their pets. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
I've heard of being distracted, but come on. All right, other than the westbound crash on I-80 near Mountaindale, the freeways are in good shape in the valley. We'll check it coming up next on KSL.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.